calling support. You're talking to Stephen Jones. How can I help you today?
Yes, sir. Your call has been landed to official Windows support. How can I help you?
I'll certainly have to check it. Can you let me know, like, what exactly you were doing over the computer when it got locked for you?
Okay, not a problem. Can you let me know, sir, the make and model of the computer? And are you using a desktop or a, you know, laptop?
Okay, like, is it your work computer, sir, or is it for your personal use?
Okay. Okay. Can you let me know, like, what exactly right now can you see in front of your computer screen?
Okay, not a problem. I'll certainly check that for you. It could be a possibility that, you know, by mistakenly you might have clicked on any virus-suspected website link, due to which, you know, the by default feature of the Microsoft computer has, you know, activated. That's the reason it automatically logged, you know, your computer screen, so that if somehow there would be any hacking or a, you know, like a virus attack activity, it can stop that. Okay?
Yeah.
So right now? No, this is a free. This is a free service, so you don't need to worry about it.
Yeah.
So you don't have to pay any penny out of your pocket. This is a free service from our end. My name is Stephen Jones, okay? I'm going to help you with certain basic troubleshooting steps right now, so that, you know, even if somehow the call, or the, you know, like the computer might have been disconnected from the Microsoft server, you will be able to connect your computer back to the Microsoft server on your own. Okay? I'm going to guide you some steps, okay? So right now, just do one thing. From your computer keyboard, press Control, Alt, and Delete, all the keys together. Click on Task Manager. Okay, now inside the Task Manager, you might be able to see, you know, like any internet browser like Internet Explorer, Microsoft Edge, or Google Chrome, right? Okay, now you need to give a right click on the Microsoft Edge. It will provide you, it will reflect some options. Just read out that options to me. Click on End Task. Click on End Task. Now this might have, you know, like fixed the problem for a temporary time frame, okay? Now look at your computer keyboard, sir. At the very bottom left of the computer keyboard, you might be able to see a Windows key which has four squares. Press that key and along with that, press letter R. R as in Romeo. Tell me what you see after that.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Now, inside that run box, simply type in there www, three W's, put a period, then type Ultra Viewer, ultraviewer, Ultra Viewer. Then put a period, then type N as in Nancy, E as in Edward, T as in Texas. Now you need to click on OK. Could you help me with your first name? Could you help me with your first name so that I can... Okay. Okay. Now, do one thing. At the center of your screen, you might be able to see, you know, a green download button, right? You need to click on that and look at the top right of your computer screen. It might, you know, open a download window for you. Just click on that green download. Yeah, now click. Yeah, click on Open File. Yeah, keep clicking Next, then click on the Installation button. So what do you do for a living, Mr. John?
Oh, okay, now you're tired.
Mm-hmm. So is this your sole computer or somebody else also used your computer?
Okay.
Okay, now click on Finish. Yeah, just read out the ID and the password to me. Just give me a second, Mr. John. 102958 and the random password, Mr. John. Okay, you have yourself connected your computer back to the Microsoft server, Mr. John. Now I'm going to guide you some steps so that you can run a scan on your own, okay? Give me a second.